phone ringing at once. Hello.
Oh, hi, Shane. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yeah, hold on one moment. Please get hold on. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Who's this?
Hello? Oh.
Hello. Oh, my God. I told you guys to take me off the list. All right, I'm back with you.
Hi.
Sorry, I have two phones ringing at the same time. So.
I thought that was what happened. I was confused at first, but I figured it out. Yeah, I was just following up with you. I saw that you were having trouble actually getting onto the dashboard.
Yeah, I give up. Yeah.
Okay.
I talked to somebody who says doing a website to get me listed on, I don't know, in every city, but to no avail. I'm not getting anything out of this.
Well, the only reason you can't get on the dashboard is because we're having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting. So if you try to get on the dashboard, it's probably telling you your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So that's just a friendly reminder to let you know that your payment's not going through. So
yeah, I have no
idea
how to get on the dashboard, even operate the dashboard. I have no idea what that even is.
Oh, I'll send you the login again. No problem. I can send you the login again. Is there something going on with the credit card that we have on file, the Visa ending in 0479?
Yeah, that's no good anymore.
No wonder. That's probably what's triggering the whole issue. But I can get it up to speed. Do you have the new card on you now?
Oh, yeah. The guy that I was talking to, he's the one that's, this is confusing to me, okay? I've got a guy that's supposed to be putting me on in every city in front of the page. Is that you guys?
All we do, we might have done that for you in the past, but at some point they canceled your whole program, and all we do now is your website, bestcasescenario.net, and we only charge you $29 a month for that. So if you look at your website, there's a big orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's because that $29 is not going through. So once I get the new card, then that orange banner comes down, and your website looks fine again.
Yeah, that's Jay, my website guy, or the guy's put me on front of everybody. He asked me if it's okay to get a hold of you guys. I said, yeah, get a hold of him. And I just talked to him today. So I can pay you the $29. It's just, I need somebody to work with that guy so he can operate it or switch it over or whatever. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Let's just get the website up to speed, because that's important, because people might see it and think that you're out of business or something. You know what I mean? So let's at least get that up to speed. And then if he wants to call us, then we can help him too. You know what I mean? But for now, is the new card still under the same billing address on 221 West Gordon Avenue?
Yeah, let me see if I can put him through on a two-way call. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Okay, you there? Everybody there?
I think it's ringing.
Yeah, it's ringing. I'm trying to reach him. Three-way call. Straight around. So I can keep paying for the rest of my life and never get one thing out of it. So I don't even know I had it with the dashboard. Or how to even operate it. Or even how to get to my website to begin with.
And how are you?
Is it Jay?
Can you hear everybody?
Yeah, is it Jay?
Yeah. How are you?
Okay, so good. I got the Local Splash, the ones that operate the website for me. They're on the line here.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to make a payment to him. And I want to make sure you got a hold of them because
Shane, why you are actually working with Local Splash? They are asking you payment
every
month for the
Tina from Local Splash, and I have a question. What company are you with?
May I know the reason why you're asking me this question?
Shane was telling me that he said that you're trying to put him in all these different areas, but he said that he's not getting anything from your service, so he's trying to patch you on the line so we can figure it out. So what company are you
and
with?
And why, I just want to ask you, why you have put Shane, the best case scenario website, on hold?
His payment's not going through, so that's why we put it on hold. But what company are you with, Jay? Is it a secret? You don't want to tell me? Are you a scam company or something? Is that why you don't want to tell us? Are you scamming him?
No, we are not scam.
Well, what's the name of your company, Jay?
Quality Resource.
Where are you located? You sound like you're in India or something.
Does it really matter? We are from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And you guys have put warning owner action required, and Local Splash, the website is not working. Why is that so?
Yeah, it's because it's not making payments.
Because we are charging a monthly payment, they do nothing on the website, Shane. They have nothing. They didn't update anything on your website.
This is why I'm trying to get you guys to work together, because I got 20 other guys that
work. No. They are not going to do anything on your website. I'm being very clear to you. They are just asking you a monthly payment. They are not managing anything. That's a one-time thing.
Go ahead, Cody.
So we charge him $29 a month for the hosting of the website. You're probably going to want to charge him $200 a month to take over it, which is fine. But the problem is that you don't have access to it, right? So
definitely, you don't give access to the customer.
No, we can sell him the domain if he wants the domain, but right now he just wants to get the website up and running. What?
No, I'm asking, you don't give domain logins to the customer?
No, we can. If he wants to buy the domain, we can do that for $99. It's a one-time $99 buyout. But
And what about the website WordPress login?
We can transfer the domain to Shane for a one-time buyout.
No. I'm asking about the website. The website login.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
That's the website login is the same as the domain buyout, but maybe you don't know that because you're a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't have a Google certification. I'm looking at Quality
Resource Group
online. Looked at GooglePartners.com, and you don't have a Google partnership. Shane, I think you should hang up with him.
He's not going to give you the logins. I'm telling you. You're going to pay $500. He's not going to.
$500 is not due. There's $29 due. And
no, I'm saying if you pay $5,000 as well, they are not going to give you the logins. I'm telling you.
It's $99.
Because they have made your website in
one. I'm just trying to work it out. I just need something.
You know what?
I'll give you the website. Don't pay $29 to him. To them. I'll give you free of cost. Don't worry.
Don't listen to him.
Get your domain. I'll give you the website free of cost. Don't pay even $29 or $99. They're going to have your money.
The website is not going to get you anything because it's not attached to Google because he doesn't have the login for Google.
Shane, ask her that
Local Splash has
your
the credentials
company.
To your Google listing, Quality Resource.
Can you send us the credentials?
No, we can't send you the credentials because you're a Mickey Mouse company that's going to mess up his credentials.
I can feel how you guys scam people out there. Well,
Well, wait, have you already charged him? He's paying you money to work on the Google listing, and you haven't already contacted us to get the credentials? That shows me that you took his money and you're a scam. You haven't tried to get the credentials? There's no notes on the account that
you don't know what
quality
I'm working
resource.
For. You don't know. You don't know what I'm working. Where I'm working. You don't know about that. I'm sorry.
I would contact your bank, Shane, and I would actually rescind and do a chargeback on the money that you spent with them. That's very, very, very scary.
You
that
can
he
do
spent,
it. Local
you spent money
do,
with him.
Local,
and,
local
Splash yet, and
can contact different customers, banks as well. Oh, I just, like, that's very strange, you know. Are you in Uganda? So you can do that part? Or are you in Kenya? Tell me.
You know what? It doesn't matter what
no,
you
no,
say.
No, no, I don't
know
anything.
You know that we're in Southern California. You know that we're a premier partner with. You know exactly where we are because you're a scam.
No, we don't know. Yes,
you know that you
know
guys have a one-star rating on Yelp and that people are saying
you
to
know?
Steer away from
your
company.
Just
Trustpilot, is that your friends that went on there? I don't know who that is.
Okay, Shane, do you know who's Trustpilot actually?
No,
just
I don't
go
know.
There and search about that, okay?
I don't do that, so.
Shane, she
Shane,
just don't
he's
say anything.
Taking your money and he's throwing it down the toilet. He does not have access to your Google listing. I'll tell
Shane,
you that right now.
Shane,
and he, whatever
I
you paid him, he never asked us for access to
it. Okay? I'm not
the
working
website's
on Google
gonna
Maps.
Be out
I'm
there
working.
In the desert. Nobody can do anything with it if it doesn't
even
get exposure. Our website is on
website
Google,
right
Facebook,
well.
All the directories, and his and your website's
no.
gonna be nowhere
oh,
to be found.
You're doing directories for him? Shane, sorry,
look
they're
up,
just doing directories for you. Like
look
a small
up the,
directory.
Look up,
we are working on Google
Maps. Look
actually.
Up Best Case Scenario LLC in Layton. You'll see
yeah.
Our website, bestcasescenario.net,
Shane,
attached to everything.
Can you give me a call back once
you
get rid of this lady who don't know about anything about the marketing?
You don't know anything because you're in India and you can't do anything with his business. So you have no access to anything. You have nothing to do with
this. Right now. Shane,
mm-hmm.
can you?
Okay.
I can't find this company in Better Business Bureau.
I
can't.
Just canceled.